This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Dean, you've heard about journalists who impersonate others to get a story.
Yes, I have. It's deception allegedly for the good public purpose of getting the story.
Well, they got their payback from the U.S. government. Two government agents pretended to be Fox News reporters when they scouted out locations for President Bush's recent visit to Mississippi.
Denny, you sound almost gleeful.
Well, you've got to admit that journalists deserve to be deceived if they're going to lie about who they are.
No, I don't have to admit that. That's saying that ethics is an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth arrangement. What you do to me, I justifiably can do back to you. That's both overly simplistic and wrong.
Well, real journalists were sure upset when they found out what the president's men had done.
I'm sure they were upset. It doesn't feel good to be deceived or impersonated. But that's not the problem.
And the problem is?
Well, there are two problems with government agents pretending to be journalists. First, not all journalists lie about their identity to get a story. Most journalists understand why this is wrong, and they don't do it. So when someone impersonates a journalist, she is causing harm to journalists who haven't done anything wrong.
So point one is that impersonating a journalist hurts the profession as a whole by injuring that profession's credibility.
And credibility is a journalist's greatest public asset. Now, the second point is that two wrongs don't make a right. Except in the rare cases where a lie literally can save your life, it's wrong to lie. It's even wrong to lie to someone who has lied to you.
So, it was wrong for government agents to misrepresent themselves, regardless of what others do.
Have a comment? Write to us, comment@ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.